Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, make no mistake, my friend, that we have covered some deep truths these past few weeks. Truths that are not, repeat, not taught in most denominational churches. And why? Well, they do not, repeat, do not fit their agenda of control and manipulation. And thus, millions upon millions of people that they think they are saved and on their way to heaven, but are in reality religious and lost as the day is long. So I would say, God have mercy on these folks. And also, I would say, God have mercy on the leadership and to forgive them for their error, and not their error, but their error. Error is to make a mistake, as we all do, but now error, is quite different. Error, has to do with the heart condition, and is a willful and deliberate leading someone into error for money, or for power, or for control, to manipulate, to gain favor for personal gain. Now, this was the sin, the original sin of the Laodiceans. They thought they were rich and need of nothing, but in reality, Jesus said, "Thou art wretched and are miserable and poor and blind and naked," all because of their heart condition of manipulation and control. Oh, Lord, may this never, ever be me or anybody that I care about. Amen. Now, last week I said we're going to start looking at the life of Paul as an example of why we must lose our life to find the life of Christ. Throughout the life of a Christian, there was always going to be challenges to the faith that God gives us. Let me say that again. All throughout the life of a Christian, there's going to be challenges to the faith that God gives us. Jesus said it, "In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." That was in John 16:13. That's a promise from God. Tribulation, but he has overcome the world, so be of good cheer. Now, you know, of these challenges will be outward in struggle. But most, the subtle challenges will come from ourselves. Perhaps the greatest temptation is to fall back on our own works or the lack thereof. You know, we must never follow the example of the Galatians in straying from the faith that was solely in Christ Jesus. And they began to live before God on the basis of something that they think that they are. Now, this, of course, is self-righteousness. But we can also stray from faith that is solely in Christ because we cannot seem to make ourselves behave. You know, we may not realize it, but this too is self-righteousness. This is what the Pharisees would do. They would pray like, "Oh, I thank God," like in Luke 18:11, "I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, even as this publican." And then in verse 13, it says of the publican, "And the publican standing in afar off would not lift up so much his eyes unto the heavens, but he smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Luke 18:11 and verse 13. I think we need to be more like the publicans, my friend. But those who stumble over their own sin are every bit as self-righteous. It is just that they are striving so and failing so. Both are in unbelief. You know, we can think that we are keeping right with God based on something about ourselves because we have not seen the truth about ourselves. That is why we must allow God to take us to the wilderness or to the spiritual woodshed and expose us to who we really are. And I promise you, my friend, if you really do, that no longer you will be in the picture. It will be Christ high and lifted up, and it will be all about Jesus Christ. And your faith will solely be in him. Faith that is solely in Christ is so vital that Paul said that it is the key to everything else in our Christian experience. That we find this critical profession of Paul's faith in Philippians 3, 8 through 11. Paul writes, I count all things. Now, when the Bible says all, it means all. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. And not the church, not the denomination, not the pastor, not the money, not the good work, none of that stuff. For whom I have suffered the loss of all, it says all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Wow. And be found in Him. In Christ, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, and being made conformable to His death, and by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. Philippians 3, 8 through 11. Wow. When we read these verses, Paul is not talking, about losing things, the physical things. Oh no. Paul is talking about losing, he's not talking about losing material things either. Oh no. Paul is talking about all of the aspects of the self-righteousness that he has added to himself when he was a Pharisee. And in fact, this passage in Philippians 3 is a description of Paul losing his own life to find Christ. Paul had to lose, he had to renounce, he had to relinquish his self-righteousness. He had to bring under the work of the cross every part of himself that he might have otherwise used to stand at before God. He did this because God showed him the truth. God showed him the truth about himself, about his self-righteousness. The question for you today, my friend, is God showed you anything about yourself, maybe about your self-righteousness? My friend, self-righteousness is sin. Let me say that again. Self-righteousness is a sin. It is unbelief. It is contrary to Christ. And like Paul, for many professing Christians, it is the greatest manifestations of our self-life that is operating in us. As a matter of fact, I will go even further. Self-righteousness is a sin that God has a problem dealing with. And why? Because it is an issue of the heart. My friend, issues of the heart are always hard for man and even God to deal with. Now, every person has a particular manifestation of their self-ownership. It is the spirit that governs humanity. But usually there is one, probably no more than two, manifestations of our character of self-righteousness that is in us, because it then becomes prominent in our life. For Paul, this area was his self-righteousness, and so he had to allow God to work in his life. How many realize that self-righteousness is self-ownership, even in a religious way? Amen? Again, it is sin and unbelief and contrary to faith that is solely into Christ Jesus. Paul said he had to lose himself to find Christ. And fundamental to this was that he had to lose his self-righteousness to find Christ, because it was the core of what made him tick as a sinner. But he has said that losing himself to Christ, wow, losing his self-righteousness, that opened him up to the experience of Christ in his life in such a much fuller way. Wow. Paul lost, then he found. And this is the spiritual order, my friend. Losing first, then we find. It is the spiritual principle of death before glorification. Jesus says, I'm going to go into Jerusalem, and the Father's going to glorify me. And he was crucified. Well, the Father was glorifying him through that, because the principle is death before glorification. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week, and I trust that you allow the Lord to show you your heart and bring you into those places and show you even if you are a self-righteous person. God bless, and we'll talk to you next week. More. Amen.